the Union Pacific to the Rocky Mountains, 1867. The winter from the Sierra Nevada all the way to the Atlantic was one of the worst in the whole of the 19th century. In Omaha, the Missouri River froze over. The weather stopped the Union Pacific in its tracks. Samuel Reed's telegrams to Durant are a nearly constant weather report. February 22, heaviest storm of the season, road blocked. March 21, severe snowstorm, strong wind, road blocked badly. March 23, 6 inches snow since last evening with strong northwest wind, road badly blocked, still snowing. Then, in early April, came the rains. They destroyed 20 miles of the road east of Grand Island and damaged far more. General Jack Casement put his crews to work repairing track that he had already counted on. "We are all in a heap, generally," he wrote. How big a heap was Arthur Ferguson's concern. The young surveyor reported to work on April 15, 1867. The railroad was not running, and he was stuck in Omaha. A week later, he was still there. "Water in the river still rising," he wrote in his diary. "Track in places entirely out of sight. A good prospect of the depot grounds being drowned out." On April 26, Ferguson got to the end of track on the first train from Omaha. On May 1, Ferguson finally set off in a wagon to do his job. But until nearly dark, we were stuck in mud holes and had to unload and reload. Finally, he got so badly stuck that he sent his man back to fetch more livestock to help pull him out. "I felt very lonesome, alone with a loaded wagon which was deeply embedded in the mud, the dark and gloomy shades of night fast gathering, and with the vast expanse of prairie, I felt truly desolated. There is an indescribable something, a feeling unspeakable, an utter desolation which creeps over a man on these vast plains." There was more. May 22. "The Indians have killed 4 men. When the men go to work, even if they are in full sight of the camp, they go well armed." E.C. Lockwood was a lad in his teens working as a paymaster for the Casement brothers out on the line. One day he saw 17 Sioux Indians under the leadership of Spotted Tail ride up to the tracks. Jack Casement received them cordially and showed them the process of track laying. At one point, he took them through one of the cars with U.S. Army rifles stacked horizontally on one of the walls. Lockwood found it interesting to see the expressions on their faces. But then the impression turned. Casement had Lockwood put up a shovel 60 feet or so away, then challenged the Indians to show what they could do with their bows and arrows. Lockwood later wrote, 16 of the Indians put their arrows through the hole in the handle, while the 17th hit the handle at the hole, knocking the shovel over. He felt quite disgraced. Next came a race between the Indians on their ponies and the locomotive. Spotted Tail got into the cab of the engine along with Casement and Lockwood, while the warriors lined up 4 abreast for the word to go. Away they went. At first, the Indians outdistanced the locomotive, which so pleased them that they gave their Indian war whoop. But presently, the engine gathered speed, then overhauled them. The engineer, as he passed, opened his whistle, which so startled them that all, as if by word of command, swung to the offside of their ponies. Of course, this ended the race.